This is CKNS 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. Good to see you in the void again tonight. Well, I'm a little over a month in now with this whole being a dad thing. It's been a while. It doesn't feel like it's been a month. Time is flying. I'm sure it's gonna get worse. But I don't know if you heard her right there, but Mackenzie's with me right now. She's in a bad mood. But that's okay, because she's in the void. Bad moods are allowed in the void. So, it's been a weird couple months in the void with some shows with Perry and I, which were like 5 episodes, and I did an improvised show there last week. So I have been neglecting one major thing that's been kind of bugging me. Mandatory mic. So there's at least 6 episodes where we didn't cover Mike Patton. Which just doesn't jive with me. So there's only one way to make up for that, which is to only play Mike Patton tonight. Now, I know that might sound like a chore, because I love leaning on the experimental button when it comes to Mr. Mike Patton, which is part of the reason why I thought of him as an easy candidate for mandatory Mike. So tonight we're going to focus on a little more of the approachable side of Mike, and it's going to be a little bit of everything. I can't fit everything I wanted to play into one episode. I can easily make this a month-long thing or a two-week-long thing, and who knows, right? You never know. It might happen. Inspiration's fine. But tonight we're going to cover a lot of known territories. Now, you're probably not going to recognize any of these songs unless you're a big Mike Patton fan. You're going to recognize at least one band name, maybe two. Unless you're a big From the Void fan and you're going to know all the stuff as far as projects. These songs have never been played on my show. Not from the void, because they're a little too approachable. Now they're going to go everywhere, from pop music to kind of ambient type stuff to just straight up heavy metal. And we're going the gambit from Mike Patton in high school up to some stuff that's been released in the last year or two. It's going everywhere. So to start the show off, we're going to go with Mike Patton at his most not popular, I'd say. And I love the... Actually, we probably could just do songs from this band. Maybe we will do a show like that, because it goes everywhere. And I'm going to probably play two songs by this band tonight, just to kind of show a bit of the contrast from beginning to end. So this is Faith No More, a very popular band in the 90s. A band that doesn't get credited nearly enough with what they brought to pop music in the forefront when it comes to heavy metal and hip-hop. And there was so much fusion going on with these guys that they almost spawned, like, they spawned new metal. They spawned, you know, like, prog metal. These guys started a lot of stuff that other musicians got credit for, which I've mentioned before about Mike Patton being one of those guys. It's often has the thunder stolen, which I don't think he really cares about. But Faith No More is probably one of the biggest examples of Mike Patton at his most cutting edge. And he joined that band when he was a teenager. And the youthful stuff I'm going to play tonight is from before that, even. But anyway, I can go on and on and on. So, Faith No More. This song is called Paths of Glory, off their album, Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Mike Patton's climb to fame was very quick, and his heyday was very early on, like early 90s. But his career is continuing to flourish. And I think his true heyday, the true Mike Patton fan heyday, would be early millennium to like the 2010s. You know, actually probably ripped them now because it's still happening. But in 2010, he did a solo project in Italy, a little solo album, I guess, called Mondo Cane, which involved the Italian opera, Italian orchestra. And he was married at the time to an Italian woman, and he learned to speak Italian and decided to go sing Italian, or whatever you want to call that, as far as singing opera with Italian opera, Italian orchestra. Anyway, the song is called Quello Che Conta off of Mondo Cane.
Siamo soli nel mezzo del mondo, qualcosa divide la gente da noi, ma quello che conta è non essere soli, quello che conta è che tu sei con me, adesso che il fumo cancella. Ritorna scendendo su noi la lunga vacanza, si chiude per sempre pure qualcosa di noi resterà. No, non parlare più. Guarda la strada e va. Io sono qui con te. Tu sei con me.
Now back in 2004, Mike Patton teamed up with a guy named John Catta. I've played a few John Catta Patton songs before. I think I played Unvocation off of their first album and one off Bacteria Cult. Black Albino, I think is the name of the one. But it's good stuff. So, their first album is similar to their second one. It's avant-garde. It's sort of like chamber music. It's got inspiration from Gustav Mahler and Frédéric Chopin, Johann Brahms, Franz Liszt. All sorts of beautiful inspiration. That's the kind of inspiration you typically hear from when it comes to most modern musicians and pop musicians, but that's why we're here, right? And John Catta, he's younger than Mike, similar age. He's from Norway, and he's really into like film scores, electronic music, avant-garde, experimental, all sorts of weird stuff. I played a song off his album Closing Statements here before, but it was Mike Patton that brought me to him. So tonight we're going to play the song called Crepuscule. Crepuscule. And I guess the English translation of that would be Twilight. So this is Twilight off their album Romances. Oh, right. So Mike Patton kind of started his musical career back in 1985 while he was attending a high school in Eureka, California, with some classmates, Trevor Dunn, Trace Bruance, and some guy named Theo Lengel, Danny Heifs, Clinton McKinnon. These guys are all musical geniuses, and they all happen to be going to the same school together. So they formed a band, and this band is just a maniacal, eclectic mess that very quickly transitions from like thrash metal to funk, and then to experimental and alternative, and you know, they have elements of Slayer with elements of the Chili Peppers right next to each other. And they've been accused in court by the Chili Peppers of ripping them off, which is laughable because Chili Peppers can only dream to be this good. But that's neither here nor there. And so back in 1985, they recorded a demo. And this is the demo that got Mike Patton the job with Faith No More. The demo is called The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny. And it's, you can get it. There's MP3s around it, but it doesn't sound very good. It's a, you know, cassette tape that was passed around. You know, it's not great. But you hear the talent. And Mr. Bungle kind of went on break for a bit, you know, during the 90s because of Faith No More, but they kind of reformed again in the mid-90s and continued on. And then during the pandemic, Mike Patton and Trace Bruance kind of made amends. Trevor Dunn jumped on board, who had never had any problem working with anybody. And to kind of fill out the lineup, they hired Scott Ian from Anthrax and Dave Lombardo of Slayer to sort of round out the old version of Mr. Bungle. Now, this version of Mr. Bungle is nothing like the Bungle that I fell in love with, because when you got Anthrax and Slayer involved, you're going to get heavy. But that original demo, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny, was ridiculously heavy. It was just thrashing. So they decided to actually re-record the original demo and release it, which is awesome, because now you get to hear the demo the way it probably sounded in their heads rather than the way we all got to hear it. So this is Mike Patton and the way he sounded at his earliest. So this is the song called Anarchy Up Your Anus off of The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny by Mr. Bungle.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you who don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in a tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
Now, just to showcase the flexibility and the progression of Bungle, what Bungle sounded like as teenagers versus what Bungle sounded like 10 years later. This is a song off of Bungle's last album until the reproduction and reestablishment of the band recently. This is off their album California. The song is called Pink Cigarette.
Yeah.
Mr. Bungle has always kind of been seen as, like, Mike Patton being his true self. And that's probably a fairly honest statement because, you know, when you look at his whole, all of the stuff he does, that's the one that kind of goes towards that quirky thing that he's known for. But during the Faith No More, Mr. Bungle stuff, he still felt he needed an outlet of what was happening inside his head without a filter. So he started a little project called Fantomas, which is purely Mike Patton solo. He has brought other musicians into the fold to help him bring his vision to life, but it is pretty much a Mike Patton solo effort. Now, he's got a few albums under that. There's the self-titled original, there's Delirium Concordia, there's Suspended Animation, there's the one with the Melvins called the Melvins Fantomas Big Band. But the one that's probably considered the most tasteful and approachable and enjoyable one would be the Director's Cut record, which I've played a few songs off that one. And the Director's Cut record, to refresh your memory, is Mike Patton doing his version of a bunch of movie themes, his favorite movie themes. So this is his version of The Investigation of a Citizen Above Suspicion. And this is from what I think is Mike Patton's best solo efforts and solo offerings.
Yeah.
one of the things I really love about Mike Patton is his collaborations. He's got a lot of them. I've already played a couple. And I'll play more. And his collaborations are always unique. And I find them kind of like a barometer of taste, too, because outside of the John Zorn stuff, I find everything he does is remarkably enticing and musically appealing. And I've referred to him as like the Frank Zappa of my generation. Him and Frank Zappa are very different people, but also very similar. They're both geniuses. They're both teetotalers. They're both weirdos. But so he's known to be the front man for Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, Fantomas, Tomahawk, Tatima, Peeping Tom, Dead Cross, a whole bunch of stuff with John Zorn. He's got some solo stuff like Mondo Cane and some other one called Adult Themes for Voice. I played that a few times on the show. Prenza, O Transita, another bizarre one. He's done film scores, The Perfect Place, Crank High Voltage, Solitude, Prime Numbers, Place Beyond the Pines, 1922. He's collaborated with Maldor, Lovage, which is Dan the Automator and Jennifer Charles. It's kind of almost their own thing with Mike. He's worked with Dillinger Escape Plan. You know, he's done the Cat of Patton thing, General Patton and the Executioners. You know, he's worked with the Nevermen, which is kind of like his own, like the three-way collaboration they do. He's worked with Jean-Claude Vanier. He's worked with a band called Zeus. He's worked with Scott Ian and Dan Linker and Charlie Benat. You know, he's done these, he's done acting for voice and film. The movie I Am Legend with Bill Smith and that famous scene where you want to talk about it. All those crazy creatures in the dark. That's Mike Patton's voice. You know, he's got a couple of roles in the cartoon I'm a big fan of called Metalocalypse. He does the music for the Nosferatu TV series. It's done by Stephen King's son, Joe Hill, I think his name is. Music for video games, Left 4 Dead, Darkness 2, Portal, Bionic Commando. You know, he's also appeared on albums by Plainsfield and Mike Schaefer and Sepultura. He's done stuff with Secret Chiefs 3, Trace Bruant solo stuff. He's done stuff with Melt Banana. He's even produced for Melt Banana. He's worked for the Melvins, Neil Hamburger, Kids 606, Mother Superior, Bjork. You know, Ennio Morricone. Marcone, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. ISIS. Not the terrorist, but the post-rock band. I saw a tour with Tool one time. The Jamie Saf Trio. The Dub Trio. Praxis. You know, with like Bootsy Collins and Buckethead and Brain. You know, he's worked with Surge from System of a Down. He just keeps going. Born der Club of Gore. The Book of Knots. I've played the Book of Knots song. Just everywhere. So, anyway, I can just keep going. Going. So, we're going to play an example of a Mike Patton appearance, guest appearance, collaboration. It's the Dillinger Escape Plan. I saw these guys at Warped Tour one time in, I think it was in Barrie, Molson Park in Barrie. Insanely acrobatic, ridiculous, hardcore music. Mike Patton fits in perfectly. This is the song called When Good Dogs Do Bad Things. I'm the best you'll ever have! Yeah! As I'm plowing through this small selection of Patton songs I have, it's becoming obvious to me that you may have to do another one of these episodes in the near future because I can't get to it all. Not to like the accessible, in my opinion, like Patton music. But we'll do our best. So we're going to go with a band called Tatema. Tatema is a little less accessible. It's a little more esoteric, I guess. Mike Patton described this music once as like the audio representation of his nightmares. It's a little thing he does with this guy named Ander Pateras. He plays trumpet, electronic musician. And he's really big into the avant-garde stuff. So this is a track off their second album called Necroscape. The song is called We'll Talk Inside a Dream. Well, we're getting close to that time. There's another handful of songs, like I said, I really want to play, but we don't have time for them all. I'm still in my head balancing them. Where should we should go next? Like, I'm thinking Tomahawk. Like, I'm Peeping Tom. Another Faith No More song I want to play. I want to play some Nevermen. There's so many other songs that are being neglected right now. So, I hope you enjoyed this Patton journey through the void. One of the biggest reasons I wanted to do this is because, like I've said before in the show, I know I pushed that experimental button really hard with the Patton stuff. And I don't want you to cringe when you hear the name Pike Patton. I want you to get excited. That's what I do. It wasn't always that way. Me and my buddy Drew, you know, we spent a lot of time listening to a lot of music together. And I love showing him music, you know, because I'm always, like, data mining for music. I don't know anybody who's as obsessed with music as I am. And I just, like, constantly categorizing it and like, preparing it for some sort of other reason, whether it's a radio show or to show it to a friend. And I remember Mike Patton was one of those guys that I remember Drew would roll his eyes when I mentioned it, because he just was probably sick of me playing this stuff. And you know, I've talked about it before, that, you know, sometimes you get guilty of enjoying playing stuff, you know, that makes people uncomfortable just for the sake of making them uncomfortable. And I think he felt I was doing that, and I may have been. I can't honestly say one way or the other at the time, but I remember there was, like, a moment we were listening to this there's a streaming site we used to use called Groove Shark, and I was just letting Groove Shark feed us Mike Patton stuff, and something had come on by Mr. Bungle, I think. And may have been Fantomas. And I remember Andrew had looked over to me and just said, there's, like, nothing this guy can't do, is there? This guy, everything he does is just, like, it's just really unique, and it's awesome. It's enjoyable. It's an adventure. And I can't disagree. That's how I feel about it. So I've decided I'm going to go with some Tomahawk. And this song represents late summer nights to me. Staring at the backside of a windshield, inside of a smoky car under a moonlit night, next to a lake somewhere by some trees. And you and your friends are just laughing and marveling in the wonder of just existence. This is Birdsong, the Tomahawk, off their second album, Mint Gas. Love from the Void. See you next week.